CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
Hey, Stella!
He revolutionized the actor's craft with his method performances in A Streetcar Named Desire, On the Waterfront, so many others. But now there's word that Marlon Brando has died at a Los Angeles hospital of unspecified causes. He was 80 years old.
Hollywood loved the young Marlon Brando for his intense method acting and raw sex appeal. But his relationship with the business that brought him fame and riches was anything but smooth. Like the leather-jacketed biker in The Wild One, Brando was a rebel. There's even a scene in the movie where he snarls, "Nobody tells me what to do." Later, Brando would say, "That's exactly how I felt all my life." Asked in 1990 to reflect on his films, he replied,
"I didn't make any great movies. There's no such thing as a great movie. You know what's great? A Rembrandt painting."
Nick Young, CBS News.
Employers added 112,000 new payroll jobs last month, but that's fewer than many economists had expected, and a disappointment, too, for John Sweeney, president of the AFL-CIO.
Job growth continues to be concentrated in industries that offer low wages and no benefits, and temporary firms have added more than 300,000 new jobs.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Job growth last month was less than half the 250,000 of a month earlier, but President Bush said it brought the total number of new jobs created since last August to 1.5 million.
To me, that shows the steady growth. It's one thing to be reporting, you know, the GDP numbers are up. It's another thing to be able to say more Americans are working.
In a speech to small business owners invited to the East Room, Mr. Bush again delivered his familiar election year message that the economy is strong and growing stronger, and his tax cuts were a factor.
Some 40 million Americans are hitting the roads, the rails, and the airports for the holiday weekend travel, and it's the fact that it's the 4th of July weekend that's causing some security headaches at the airports.
This is Rob Milford in Houston at Bush Intercontinental Airport. Airplanes and fireworks aren't going to mix this holiday weekend. With record crowds in the air, one of the security nightmares, people taking fireworks in their luggage. That's simply not allowed. That could be big trouble and flight delays as well.
Robert Sinclair at AAA says there are reasons that this could turn out to be the biggest travel season since 1995.
As we get further and further away from 9/11, the fear that people have of traveling to some place that might be the target of a terrorist attack is abating.
Two U.S. Marines dead in separate attacks in Anbar province, a hotbed of insurgency west of Baghdad. No details given on how they were killed, but one of them died today of wounds that he sustained in an attack yesterday. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 41 points, NASDAQ Composite off by about 8.5. This is CBS News.
One of the legends of 20th century cinema, Marlon Brando, has died in a Los Angeles hospital. He was 80 and had been in poor health for some time. Marlon Brando was probably the most famous disciple of the Method School of Acting that became influential in the years following the Second World War. He was awarded Oscars for his parts in On the Waterfront and The Godfather, but turned down the second. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones reflects on his long career.
The greatest actor ever. That's how the film director Sir David Lean once described Marlon Brando, and at the height of his career, few would disagree. Marlon Brando's appearance on Broadway in A Streetcar Named Desire made him a star, but it was his move to Hollywood with roles in films including The Wild One which catapulted him to international fame. He was one of the most famous exponents of the Method School of Acting, using emotion and psychology rather than technique to create a character. In 1954, he won an Oscar for his tough yet sensitive performance as a failed boxer taking on the mobsters in On the Waterfront.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
18 years later, after his career had faltered, Marlon Brando had to audition for the part of the mafia leader Don Vito Corleone in The Godfather. His cheeks packed out with bandages, he mumbled yet another legendary line.
You look terrible. I said, hey, I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Brando himself, though, did refuse a second Oscar for the role, and in later years seemed content to accept huge fees for cameo parts, With several bitter divorces and numerous children, he needed the money. And in 1990, his private life took centre stage after his son killed his sister's boyfriend. She later committed suicide. Overweight and in poor health, Marlon Brando cut an increasingly isolated figure. He once dismissed acting as a neurotic impulse, but the naturalistic style he created made him the most influential film actor of his generation.